You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies, as well as insights that can all help you build your business leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Steve Sullivan, founder of Fiber Athletics, the world's leading company devoted to leveraging true sustainability to offer an activewear line made within the USA. Steve, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you today. So I understand you have recently launched an activewear line that is made in the USA. Can you tell us more about Fiber Athletics to get things started?
Sure, yeah. Fiber Athletics is, as you said, made in the United States. Actually, two of our signature products are made here in Chicago. I'm from Chicago. And we sell 100% organic and recycled athletic wear and outdoors gear. And we have fair trade products that are truly sustainable. And we also offer our customers sponsor athletic events here in Chicago and adventure international adventure trips, which will also be a component of our business.
Truly sustainable products are in high demand today, especially with millennials playing a big factor in that. Did you start Fiber Athletics to fill this specific need in the active wear market?
Yeah, we did. We noticed from doing market research that that demographic, the millennial demographic, really had a trend towards wanting to know more information about where our product was made, how it was made, the impact that product had on local communities and on the environment. So certainly was a big driver in us seeking out the demographic and creating products and a marketing strategy to kind of reach them. But also we found since we've launched and since we've been, you know, working on our Indiegogo campaign that we're also finding other demographics very interested in this as well, folks in their 30s and 40s, people that are very active, very into exercise and fitness and in travel have also really expressed a lot of interest in this. So we feel that the millennial demographic is certainly one that we're going to be seeking, and a lot of companies are. We feel that we've got a nice advantage with that because of the authentic approach we're taking to our manufacturing and into the transparency of our product and our process.
So many of us are trying to find a way where we can give back to others. I understand as a brand, Fiber Athletics feels very strongly about the commitment to giving back to not only people but the environment. Can you tell us how you're doing this?
Sure. Yeah. You know, my partner and I, Sadie Monroe, Sadie, who's designed our products, we both have a very, you know, kind of strong background in fitness and athletics and in travel. And I also have a background in the nonprofit sector here in Chicago, so it was kind of a natural fit for us to, as part of the mission of this company and part of the value add that we bring to it, to support organizations that will make the help restore the environment. We're supporting an organization called Eden's Reforestation Project, which does reforestation in countries that have experienced a lot of natural forestry loss. In countries such as Ethiopia, Madagascar, and Haiti. There's also a jobs component to that organization. So we want to get back to organizations that will not only help restore the environment and support jobs, but also create a job component with that. So there's kind of the support we provide will provide sustained impact, not just, you know, throwing money at a problem. So we support Eden's, and we also support the CARE program here in Chicago, which helps at-risk and homeless men and women return to a life of self-sufficiency through employment. And both these organizations are very strong metrics, and we feel good about our customers learning about them and feeling good about their purchases helping support these organizations.
Good stuff there. Today we are speaking with Steve Sullivan, founder of Fiber Athletics, the world's leading company devoted to leveraging true sustainability to offer an active wear line made in the USA here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at e-podcast networks. Steve, many companies use crowdfunding to increase product supplies. Can you tell me about your Indiegogo campaign you recently launched and how it is helping create a community of engaged consumers?
Sure, yeah. Indiegogo is a platform, one of the oldest crowdfunding, one of the original crowdfunding platforms, and we're really excited to partner with them. Because what it does is it allows us to get our message out to more people than we, you know, we're a new company now, so any opportunity we can to spread the word about our organization and our company, we will. But crowdfunding really affords the ability to get the word out to in an organic way to build networks to our existing network and add on new networks, and people get a chance to support us, and in exchange for that, they get a reward, one of our products or one of our trip experiences or one of our events to participate. It allows us to really kind of understand the markets, to kind of test the market, if you will, understand the demand for our products through this crowdsourcing platform, and also creates a buzz for what we're up to and helps us expand our network. So it's a win-win for us, and it's certainly great for small businesses to not only increase product supplies, but really understand their market.
Where can people get more involved with this adventurous community and to find out more about your line of activewear?
Sure, there's two ways. They can go to our website, www.fiberathletics.com, and that's F-I-B-R-E athletics.com. And also that will take them directly to our Indiegogo platform as well. And they can also go to Indiegogo.com, that's I-N-D-I-G-O-G-O. com, and they can search for Fiber Athletics, F-I-B-R-E Athletics, and it'll come up right away. So those are the two main ways in which they can learn about our products and our events and our trips that we are offering as rewards for our crowdfunding campaign.
Well, Steve, it certainly has been our pleasure to have spoken with you. All the continued success to you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks very much.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Steve Sullivan, founder of Fiber Athletics, the world's leading company devoted to leveraging true sustainability to offer an activewear line made in the USA. And once again, the website of reference is fiberathletics.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobilistic convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the EPodcast Network.